Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Institute for Personal Development, Kriya Yoga Ashram, where total consciousness is the new frontier.
Kriya Yoga is union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices to initiate this process.
Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Toy, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of the Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good today. How about you?
I'm doing great today, too. Thanks for asking. I want to thank you all for tuning in. So today on The Voice of Yoga, we will talk more about Paramahansa Yogananda, who brought Kriya Yoga to the United States. In this series of shows, we will discuss some of the important similarities between the teachings of the Self-Realization Fellowship and original Christianity. Listen as we continue to explore the basic principles of truth, religion, God, life, and yoga. In these shows, religion and yoga will be understood as union with the divine, and everything else will be missing the mark. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. We are Talking Consciousness. Join the Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance to get the light in your soul and experience the saving aspect of truth. Swami, I see the title of today's show is Kriya Yoga Meeting Original Christianity Part 2. So why do a Part 2?
Well, we thought that what we covered last week didn't quite capture everything that we wanted to say. And so we kind of made it open-ended as far as whether we're going to do just one show or two shows, or if we'll group them together as a series. And maybe they won't be sequential, that maybe we'll do something in between and then come back to it at some point. As we said in the opening, I think it's an important similarity that we want to try and understand with regard to this truth of being.
So what would one of the similarities be between the Self-Realization Fellowship and original Christianity?
The main thing is that they're both spiritual sciences for openers. And more you start to see that what Mary Baker Eddy discovered and she proved is that spirit is a provable principle, which is head and shoulders above what traditional religion has done, because they rely mostly on belief. They've created another belief system, whereas she understood spirit as principle, as law, and that human consciousness or awareness of this divine omnipresence activates it in experience. And another similarity that I found was with the Kriya Yoga that we were teaching for all of these years at Institute for Personal Development, we found that how we think is what we become. And that formula hasn't changed at all, except now that we've opened up our understanding of these modes of thinking, that there are three modes of mortal thought that we actually have to come out of in order for us to accept divine mind as the truth of our being.
Why don't you just refresh our memory? What are the three modes?
The three modes are only mentioned in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures as three modes of mortal thought. But the three modes that we unboxed came from revelations in the Bible, where they talk about the dragon and two beasts. And of course, in our model, we use the mutable signs to give us these modes of thought. That Gemini is the lower mind, which would be instinct, appetite, preservation, survival of this false sense of who we are. Virgo is human intelligence, and It is our ability to form thoughts and opinions based on the testimony of our five senses. And Sagittarius, which is the higher mind, or what we used to call the higher mind, the collective consciousness, it is world thought. And the lower mind, the mid-mind, Virgo, and the higher mind, Sagittarius, all get their information from duality, which is a belief in two powers. It's a false counterfeit reflection of this truth of being. And Pisces is divine mind. And divine mind is the absolute. It doesn't work on duality. It's not a fractured or divided consciousness. It is whole. It's complete. And so everything that we're learning as far as changing how we're thinking, that we have to go from thinking with a five-sense mind and human conjecture to starting to think in terms of the absolute, in terms of spiritual understanding. And so we're developing spiritual sense. But by the same token, we are living out from this principle that spirit is all. And spirit is absolute life. It's eternal life. And as long as we have fidelity to that divine omnipresence, and we're not lost in the testimony of our five senses anymore, and we're not obscuring this divine, the Bible calls it the still small voice, that spirit is invisible, it's intangible, but we must have awareness of it. We must have knowledge of this divine presence in order to activate it. That's why in the Bible it says, know the truth and it will make you free.
So we mentioned the title of the show today, and even in the opening, the phrase original Christianity. There might be some people that are wondering, what do we mean by that? What does original Christianity mean?
Well, originally, what came out of the teachings of Jesus was called Christianity. And for the first 200 to almost 300 years, the message of the Christ was to heal the sick, reform sinners, raise the dead, preach the gospel, and it was exactly what they were doing. And like we were saying, Jesus discovered Christianity as a demonstrable principle. A lot of his message was proved in his demonstrations of this divine omnipresence. And fortunately for us, Mary Baker Eddy rediscovered this principle, and she started demonstrating this divine omnipresence with scientific certainty once again. And when we discovered her book, we started to read it. It really opened my eyes to the simple fact that the Kriya Yoga that I was teaching didn't go far enough. Even though I thought I was considered to be way ahead of the yoga curve, so to speak, in that most of what people were doing today is secular yoga. It's just all about the body. We at least were leaning more towards a mental approach and finding out that what I was doing didn't work in the simple fact that I couldn't fix a condition that I was experiencing because I wasn't working with this principle. I didn't understand the divine idea, the perfection of being, and I was trying to do it mentally with belief. What we're learning is that you really just need to make your mind an avenue of awareness for divine mind, this invisible, intangible, divine omnipresence. And in silence, in stillness, you let it express itself through you, and it will demonstrate the presence of the perfection of being.
So you say we have to make an avenue of awareness. So what does that look like when we're doing that?
Before, I think what most of us were doing was we were using our minds and we were forming thoughts and opinions based on the information that we were getting from our five senses. Now, the problem with that is that our five senses work on duality. They work on contrast. There's separation in that. We are seeing the many. If you are working at that level, you are still working with mortal mind. You're still working with the human experience. You're working with testimony of your five senses. Now, what we want to do is forsake these modes of mortal thinking. Rather than taking thought, which the Bible says, take no thought for thine own self, all you want to do is just hold your focus on this divine idea, this omnipresence, and let it reveal itself to you in silence and stillness.
In the opening, we have a sentence in there that says, we'll talk about religion and yoga would be understood as union with the divine, and everything else would be missing the mark. So what is it that we mean by that?
Well, I think what we really want to start to understand is that the term religion means to relink, and the term yoga means union or yoke. These scriptures that have been around for thousands of years have very specific instruction. And so we want to hold at least to the fundamental principle that we're talking about here, which is union with the divine. And I think it's very important to understand that there's a difference between what is referred to in the Bible as sowing to the flesh and sowing to the spirit. And also for understanding that yoga is a spiritual science. Just because it has become property of these secular approaches that people think it's another form of exercise or how to become more attractive, more desirable, to live longer, look younger, doesn't mean that what they're doing is yoga. And so that's what we want to kind of hold true to here, is that the term yoga here means union with the divine. The term religion means to relink. Again, just because the institutions that have taken over our religions aren't performing what it was intended to do, we want to go back to the original values, the original intention of these scriptures. Because there's a lot of wisdom that is found in that. And also, this truth of being becomes a practical guide for highly effective living. If you understand what these books are talking about, and you can start to demonstrate the presence of this divine omnipotence, this one power, this truth of our being, with scientific certainty, then you have found the secret of life. And the reason why most of what we're doing doesn't work is because we don't go far enough, that we're still working with these modes of mortal thought, and we're working with belief. And with human thought and with belief, you can get a certain degree of result because the formula doesn't change. How we think is what we become. So with a mortal mind and with belief, you can change finite bad to finite good. But for those that want to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, you have to go further, which means that you have to accept divine mind as your mind, which means you assume spiritual identity, and then you let it reveal itself through your experiences, because it will correct your thought. When spirit is cause, creation is perfect.
Well, this is a good place to pause to hear a word from our sponsor. So listeners, we'll be back with you in just a few moments. Kriya Yoga Theory 1, Human Development and the 8 Essential Stages of Kriya Yoga. This program is a comprehensive course that will help you get your arms around the science of Kriya Yoga. It provides a clear understanding of the goals and objectives behind yoga, along with the physics of spirituality. It includes the practices, supportive concepts of Kriya Yoga, and the process in human development, apotheosis, the process of the human becoming divine. A complete guide on how to become a human in the adult state. Get the light in your soul and experience the simplicity and joy of union with the divine. This course is available in live classes at the ashram or online with 8 videos or 4 CDs. Visit our website, www.ipdtransform.com, for more information. Welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. So, Swami, I have a lesson here from the Self-Realization Fellowship, and on this particular lesson, they define self-realization. So I thought I would read that to you and then maybe get your thoughts on that. So it starts off and it says, self-realization is the knowing in body, mind, and soul that we are one with the omnipresence of God, that we do not have to pray that it come to us, that we are not merely near it at all times, but that God's omnipresence is our omnipresence, that we are just as much a part of Him now as we ever will be. All we have to do is improve our knowing. And it sounds like that's what we've been talking about for months now, is getting this knowing.
Right. Yeah, what we're finding is there are varying degrees of knowing. We don't just want to know this academically. We don't want to just think that we're one with the Father kind of thing. The other thing is that you're going to find that even if you include belief, that you believe that you're one with the Father, it won't bring you the experience of God. It won't bring you the ability to demonstrate the law of this divine omnipresence. And these were some of the things that we're trying to correct with our program, is that we don't just want to talk about being spiritual. That if you can accept spirit, like he says here, we're one with God. It's just we have to not just academically say that, we have to know that to be true. And at the same time, we have to understand where this unity will take place, because the connection is going to be found in the thought unity between divine mind and what is called the real man, the spiritual sense of selfhood.
And on the self-realization, it goes on to say, self-realization means knowledge of one's own soul and of its oneness with the Father. And again, I think that's something that we've been saying all along as well.
Yeah, this union with the divine, this oneness with the Father, this is an important thing for us to understand. To accept spiritual identity is to move out of the many into the one. These are some of the concepts that we're starting to unbox with our studies of divine science and the teachings of the Self-Realization Fellowship and the Kriya Yoga that we're teaching, is that we want to start to demonstrate this with scientific certainty. We don't just want to talk about it.
Now, I see that we still have some of those cards from the SRF. They're called paragrams. I think maybe now would be a good time to read one of those that we have.
Yeah, the next one up that we have is called Banish Fear of Death. You can begin your march toward freedom from the fear of death by ceasing to be attached to the duties of the body, eating, sleeping, exercising, and so on. Perform your duty to the body with joy, but with non-attachment, More and more you will realize this truth that man is a soul, but has a body. You will no longer dread parting with the fleshy garment. Attachment to the body is self-inflicted torture brought on by ignorance. Death gives new roles to actor souls so that they may play in new dramas on the stage of life. The sage who has developed his inner spiritual sight knows that the cessation of earthly life gives man a new beginning in another supernatural life. Yeah, this is right in sync with everything that we've been discovering with regard to Christian Science taught by Mary Baker Eddy. And it really is in sync with the Bible, because the Bible tells you that you must put off the old man. The thing that I always talked about was people throw the term detachment around a lot. And you can't really just detach. That it's really helpful that if you attach to spirit, this union with the divine is what gives a yoga practice or a religion power. You don't just want to let go of your belief in matter. You want to know that you are an eternal spiritual being. You want to know that you are the expression of an indestructible principle, because that's where the power comes from, is in this union with the divine. And fear, what we have been talking about, is really a defense mechanism for this false sense of who we think we are. As we start to move our values from material to mental, and eventually we identify with the spirit, spirit translates everything back into itself. That if you can assume spiritual identity, then it will dissolve the false sense of who we think we are. And it does it by revealing the truth. That truth dispels the error, in the same way that light dispels darkness. And what we're learning is that darkness isn't an opposing force to light. Darkness is simply the absence of light. And the same is true with this false sense of existence, this belief in evil. Evil or error is not a power. It's just the absence of truth.
I think it's very interesting that kind of banish fear of death. And I was thinking, if we could all do that collectively, that would have a profound change on how we perceive just about everything.
Right. And eventually it would lift us out of this belief in matter. And if you can let go of those material moorings and you can rise above corporeal sense, then you will start to see the truth. And like you're saying, that would change the world as we know it, because there would be no fear. And fear is the mechanism that drives the false sense of existence. It runs on belief. Just looking at this pandemic, people are petrified of their lives. And yet the Bible tells us, ye are dead. To sow to the flesh is death. We don't have leadership. There's nobody out here really showing us how to detach from this false sense of who we think we are, this belief in matter, and to reconnect to this invisible, intangible, divine omnipresence, which is right here, right now, and it is fulfilled.
And you had said this line on the card, attachment to the body is a self-inflicted torture brought on by ignorance. I think there's a lot to talk about that we need to understand. What is attachment to the body, and why is it brought on by ignorance?
Well, ignorance in Kriya Yoga is avidya. It's mistaking the impermanent for the permanent. It's mistaking the false for the real or the true. our belief that we are a physical body becomes the barrier. And the entire human experience is driven by belief. I also like what Mary Baker Eddy says in a paper that she calls The Body, that our ability to form thoughts and opinions based on a belief in two powers is of our own ignorance. Our ability to form thoughts and opinions is of our own ignorance. So this belief in two powers and the belief in matter, and all of this falls under the cycle of death and rebirth, which is under the law of karma. Everything that we're doing here is about liberation. We want freedom from this false sense of who we think we are.
I'd like to get your opinion about another line in this paragraph. He says, "More and more you will realize this truth that man is a soul but has a body. You will no longer dread parting with the fleshy garment." Well, I think that's interesting that he's saying to realize the truth that man is soul, but yet we still have a body. And that's something that I ask you all the time. How do we continue to realize spiritual truth and still live in the world?
Well, again, what we're starting to learn is that the truth is spirit. Spirit is all. And then you start to use your physical appearance. You start to use your human mind to give you clues as to how you're thinking. So the physical body is really just your thought about what is really here, which is the divine idea. And whatever is appearing in your five senses is giving you clues as to how you're thinking. If you have a relationship, if you can keep your consciousness in constant relation with the divine, and you can let that divine word correct your thought, then it should outpicture as the correction of your experiences. Spirit is the perfection of being. It's absolute goodness. And so how do I know that what I'm calling God or spirit is the one true God must be revealed in the fruits, in what is appearing in my experience?
And then at the end of the summary, we said experience the saving aspect of truth. So what do we mean by that?
Well, the saving aspect of truth is the Christ. The Christ is what makes divine mind intelligible to human consciousness. It's like the translator or the converter that takes this divine idea and makes it intelligible to us. And so by accepting this divine mind as your mind and then just keeping your mind an avenue of awareness for it, then you let it guide you from within. You let it express itself through you. And it is the Christ that will make that intelligible to you. You will cultivate spiritual sense. The birth of the Christ is the birth of spiritual sense within your consciousness.
Well, we do have to start closing down our show for today, so listeners, be sure to visit the website www.ipdtransform.com. And once you're there on the homepage, when you see the fading banner and it says Blog Talk Radio Show, you can click that on and then it will direct you to the Blog Talk Radio Show catalog page. And also the products tab, if you click that, and then online classes, that will direct you to all the classes that Swami has available to offer you to further your learning experiences. So with that, we'll end our short program. So Swami, do you have any other final thoughts about today's show?
Well, I would like to encourage people to join our Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance to get the light in your soul and experience the saving aspect of truth. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to our program, The Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton, along with Swami Jayananda, signing off. Have a wonderful Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste.